The Paris Exposition of 1900 prompted the city to build an efficient and attractive means of mass transportation. Hector Guimard's sinuous, quintessentially Art Nouveau design won the competition. Linda Zuckerman, conservator of sculpture.
This was the second subway created in the world. The first was the one in London. It was Guimard's intention to advertise the subway publicly. He placed his metro signs right in the middle of the plaza or on the sidewalk where it was visible by anyone who would come to see it, as opposed to the London subway where the entrances are more subtly hidden into a building and not in a public plaza. His other innovation was to use modular systems to be able to create over 100 gates in Paris. They are made of cast iron, but they are painted to look as if they're bronze. That's why they're green. The word metropolitan is lava stone that has been ground up and refired to make a very impervious ceramic. It was made to be outside, but it is over 100 years old, and it was pretty seriously rusted because the paint had failed over and over from the time it was erected in Paris until the French took it down in 1950-something. The restoration job involved not only removing the old paint, removing the rust, compensating or making good any losses in the surface. We also recast one or two small elements that had been missing. The paint is a complete new paint job. We are confident that the paint is going to last a long time because it is of high quality industrial outside paint.